Nearly a dozen protesters received citations for refusing to leave North Carolina's old Capitol building after it closed Monday afternoon. They were looking to speak personally with Governor Pat McCrory. Jorge Valencia reports from our Capitol Bureau.
Dear Governor McCrory, we are North Carolinians.
The 11 protesters who gathered in the state's historic Capitol building were part of a bigger group, the Continuing Moral Monday movement. They couldn't find the governor right away, so they read an open letter in the building's rotunda. They want the reversal of Republican state government policies on Medicaid and fracking. Jody Lassiter is one of the 11.
And we as North Carolinians want to protect our lives, our livelihoods, and beautiful vistas that keep people visiting and residing safely in our state.
Lassiter and the protesters object to a bill the General Assembly sent the governor last week. It would allow the state to issue permits next spring for fracking. This is the controversial form of shale gas extraction that has been linked to environmental and public health issues. Republican lawmakers say the industry will be safe and bring unprecedented economic growth. Onlookers and reporters left when police told them it was 5 p.m. and the building was closed. The 11 protesters stayed, and an hour and a half later, they emerged from the building to cheers from hundreds of more protesters. They said officers were polite and gave them the option to leave voluntarily. And when they didn't, they handed them citations for second-degree trespassing. No protesters actually saw the governor, but hymns were sung, speeches were given, and an announcement was made. They'll return to the Capitol next week, and their focus will be public schools. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.